I found four questions regarding figure 25. One of them is very straightforward. It asks to determine the magnetic course between Air Park East Airport in Area 1, lower left-hand corner of the chart. It's the larger of the three airports that do not have services, and Winsboro Airport, Area 2, just northeast of the Quitman VOR DME. The isogonic lines don't reveal the magnetic variation, so the question gives it to you. A very easy question, because you could measure the true course. You can put your plotter on the chart and measure true course. It'll come out to about 81.5 degrees, and when you subtract the 6.5 degrees magnetic variation, you'll wind up with a magnetic course of 75 degrees, 075 degrees. The other way of finding that course is by holding a straight edge on the chart between Air Park East and Winsboro. Hold the orientation of that straight edge proportional to the sides and just move it up to the Sulphur Springs VOR DME, holding it in the same angle as it was drawn. When you do that and you cross the center of the line over the Sulphur Springs VOR DME, you'll find that one part of the line exits the VOR DME at the 075 degree radial, and the other side of the line, the one that's on the west side, comes out at the 255 degree radial. The other questions involve VOR orientation. It's a funny question, because the question asks, on what course should the VOR receiver, OBS, be set in order to navigate direct from Majors Airport, Area 1, to Quitman VORTAC, Area 2? The question says Quitman VORTAC, and Quitman is symbolized by a VOR DME symbol on the map, so it must be a typo. Anyway, let's figure it out. On what course would you set the OBS when you're flying from Majors to the Quitman VOR DME? You tune the Quitman VOR DME, you'd identify it, you'd rotate the OBS to get a 2 indication with the needle centered, and if you're over Majors Airport flying directly to Quitman, you would find yourself flying inbound on about the 081 degree radial. If you draw a straight line with your plotter from the Quitman VOR DME to Majors Airport, that course line, that magnetic course, will intersect the compass rose of the Quitman VOR DME right at 281 degrees. So if you're flying inbound to the Quitman VOR DME on the 281 degree radial with a 2 indication, what would your OBS indicate? It would be the reciprocal of 281. It would be 101, 101 degrees. Your heading would be 101 degrees. Your OBS would be set to 101 degrees. You'd have a 2 indication. Your needle is centered. You would be on the 281 degree radial. We're going to refer to figure 29 to answer the next question, but before we go to figure 29, let's analyze the question, okay? Refer to figure 25 and figure 29. Stay on 25 with me. The VOR is tuned to the Bonham VORTAC, Area 3. Okay, the Bonham VORTAC is at the top left part of the page, and the aircraft is positioned over the town of Sulphur Springs, Area 5. All right, so you have an airplane over Sulphur Springs, Area 5, and the Bonham VOR is tuned. So which VOR indication is correct? Well, let's tell you which they would be. If you're going from the Sulphur Springs area to the Bonham VORTAC, you'll be flying approximately the reciprocal of 120 degrees, about 300 degrees. So you would have an indication where, with a 2 indication, you would have a centered needle with about 300 degrees, right? And if you rotate the OBS to the reciprocal of 300, which is 120, you would have a from indication. So in order to have a needle centered, it would either center on a 300 degree 2 indication, or it'll center on a 120 degree from indication for the Bonham VOR. So keep that in mind. We're approximately on the 120 degree radial. We'll keep that in mind, okay? Now let's go to figure 29 and see which indication we would want to have that tells us we are on the 120 degree radial. There are 9 different indications here in figure 29. And the way you look at this is there's 3 rows. The top 2 rows, the OBS is set to indicate 030 under the course index. In the bottom 3 rows, the OBS is set to indicate 210 degrees under the course index. We have neither a to nor from indication on number 3 and 7. And that tells us we are either directly over the top of a VOR, or we are at a right angle, at a 90 degree angle, to the respective radials that are dialed in there. So we're at a 90 degree angle to the 030 degree radial, or we're at a 90 degree angle to the 210 degree radial. So if we're on the 120 degree radial, we're going to have the indication that is indicated by either figure 3 or figure 7. There can be no other indications because all the other indications show us on or near the 030 degree radial or the 210 degree radial, and those are at 90 degree angles to where we are. So it's going to be either number 3 or 7, and there's a choice. Number 7 is one of the correct choices. Let's do another one. These are interesting. This is the last one. Refer to figure 25. So let's go back to figure 25. What is the approximate position of the aircraft if the VOR receivers indicate the 245 degree radial of Sulphur Springs VOR DME, Area 5, and the 140 degree radial of Bonham Vortac, Area 3? Oh, very easy. 245 degree radial of Sulphur Springs. So we go from the center of the Sulphur Springs VOR DME. We draw a line in the direction of 245 degrees. And it looks like that'll take us right down in the vicinity of Majors Airport. Okay, so we've drawn that line. Looks like it goes right over Majors Airport. And then the other one is the 140 degree radial from the Bonham Vortac. 140 degree radial. When you draw the 140 degree radial, notice the 126 degree radial is part of Victor 114. So the hash mark right past that is 130. And then each hash mark on the compass rose is 5 degrees. So it's pretty easy to do. Looks like it takes us right over 2 private airports. And then it puts us just east of Glenmar Airport, and that is one of the choices, Glenmar Airport. So remember, the compass rose has 5 degree indications as you draw your radials. So we just drew 2 radials. We drew the 140 degree radial and we drew the 245 degree radial because radials extend outward from the station. As much as I hate to, we have to leave figure 25 and move on to figure 26. Oh well.